Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Meredithine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Morning, Audrey.
Joining us out on the road, the roving reporter, bringing us all kinds of good information. And today's information involves those rotten little monsters that dig up your lawn, moles.
Yeah, I thought your phrase of the tunneling varmints was great for that because they are. And we're going to start seeing them. They're going to start becoming more active. Temperatures are warming up. We're getting some moisture in the soil. And so our moles are going to be out and about. They're going to be feeding, and we're going to start seeing their tunnels. And this is time to start thinking, what can I do? Is there anything that I can do? Most times the moles are underground. Very rarely do you see them above ground, but they do damage below and above ground. And when they're making that damage, it's because they are out foraging for food and they are creating their travel lanes that create the path of the soil above the home lawns that we can see. And one myth that I thought was interesting in doing a little research for this is that moles do not feed on plant matter, but they still can cause damage to the plants by disturbing the roots, and they can also uproot smaller plants. They are actually looking for grubs or earthworms. And so as they're out foraging for these insects that they're going to eat, they may abandon some of the tunnels that they build, but others they may use quite regularly. And so I know people use a lot of different ways. This is going to show my age a little bit, but Caddyshack, he's blowing them up, and he uses all kinds of crazy methods. Well, homeowners are no different. They've got many remedies that they've tried: chewing gum, noisemakers, broken glass, bleach, windmills, human hair. Those are just a few that were listed, but none of those have provided consistent or reliable control. There's also a lot of poison baits on the market that you can purchase, but those fail because, like I said earlier, moles do not eat plants or seeds. They are looking for earthworms and grubs, not vegetable matter. So even some of our grub control products that are marketed for that are ineffective because they are not killing the earthworms or the grubs, which is the primary food source. So as bad as maybe it sounds, the best way to control moles is to trap them. And there are three types of traps: a harpoon, a choker, and a scissor jaw, and they're all effective. So I would encourage you to look for some YouTube videos that maybe some extension services are putting out, to watch a few tutorials on how to run these traps if you're going to go this route, so that you aren't getting a finger caught in a trap or getting yourself hurt. And the other thing is a lot of times they have created several runs or mounds in your yard. How do you know where to even start to set those traps? So one thing that you can do is use a broomstick or a handle of some type and poke a hole in those runs. Check back the next day and see if that run has been repaired. If that run has been repaired, that is an active run and that is a good place to place a trap. And when you put a trap in, you're going to pull the soil out and place the trap and then replace the loose soil. And you want to make sure that you secure that trap so that the recoil, when it goes off, is not going to pull it out of the ground. And to make sure that the triggering mechanism is not in the center of the run. And you'll push down two holes, one on each side of the trap, and then moles should be caught when they repair the tunnel. And then you'll move the trap if no moles are caught within 3 days, roughly, and you may have to start over again. I will tell you, we did a mole trapping workshop demonstration. Carly Lee, who is now retired, was the state nuisance wildlife pest gentleman at K-State, and he came out. And we set several traps in one individual's yard, a lot of different types of them. and he set him the night before. And when he came out, obviously he was very successful, but he does this a lot. And so he then showed the class how to set those traps. And I was surprised. I want to say we probably set 6 traps that day and caught 5 moles. But we were also out in the country by cropland, and so they had just recently worked the fields, which had moved the moles into the gentleman's yard, and they were very active. And so those are things to think about of how can I catch these? And I do have a funny story to go with moles. I moved into a home in Mound City, Kansas, and my neighbor came over who was a wonderful gentleman, and he laughed and he said, "Oh, looks like you have moles. Ha." Huh. And he said, "Well, I've treated the grubs and the earthworms, and they've came over to you." Well, I had a dog. Well, needless to say, the moles ended up back in his yard because my dog being around outside and digging in their traps pushed them elsewhere. So those are other things to take into consideration, is your pets will help you find them or also deter those moles from being in your yard, just because, like, right now I have a Jack Russell, and that is what they're known for, is going after varmints. And so sometimes our pets can be a big help in how we remove these animals. So if you've got moles, don't be taken at the store to think about buying some of the baits or poisons, and you might want to look into finding a professional that can help set traps for you if you don't feel comfortable doing those. So that's just a little bit of information on moles, as we know that we are going to start seeing them soon.
Well, except for things like chiggers and ticks, almost every creature has some redeeming value. So
yep, they do.
So moles are aerating the soil? That's a good thing? Kinda?
Maybe.
And they're not skunks living directly under the floorboards under my bed and releasing noxious clouds, so I'm going to give them credit for Ooh. That, too. All right. Well, it sounds like it's a problem that's actually got several viable solutions. I'm not too sure about putting down poison for earthworms, because they come in handy, but if you can catch them, maybe send them over to a neighbor you don't like. I didn't say that out
that's
loud.
Right.
Shame on me. Well, Abby, it's always good to talk to you, and thank you for the information today. And we will be catching up with you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.